so the TARDIS's workings were a complete mystery to him. What the Doctor did was akin to magic, as far as he was concerned. The Doctor, in his eyes, was a kind of cosmic pixie, leading his companions into magical adventures. Zoe, on the other hand, came from a rather later century than Jamie, and she was quite au fait with things like sophisticated computers and space travel. Still, the TARDIS was far beyond her level of technological understanding, as hers was beyond Jamie's. Though she would never like to admit as much out loud. She understood that their bumbling friend, the Doctor, only pretended to be as shambolic as he seemed. She also knew that he was determined to do good wherever he went, and to learn as much as he could about everything as he explored all of time and space. Today, the Doctor seemed troubled about a message he had received via the TARDIS's communication circuits. It had come from a scientist friend of his on the planet Venus, where humankind had apparently established a comfortable colony in which to live. Zoe was astonished to hear that great energy domes had been safely built on the surface of that inhospitable world, far into her own future.
"But what do they do there?"
Jamie asked with a frown.
"I mean, we keep meeting these people who've gone all the way to other stars and planets. It seems a whole lot of bother. What's it all in aid of anyway? Just to show that they can?"
Zoe was sometimes exasperated by Jamie's silly questions. His limited understanding of just about everything meant that he couldn't see how wonderful it truly was. The fact that mankind had found themselves all these footholds among the stars. They were pulling themselves out of the obscure backwater where they had evolved and making a place for themselves in the larger universe. To Zoe, it was all marvellous.
"There's so much to learn, Jamie,"
she told him.
"Don't you see? You have to get out there, onto these other worlds, just to absorb everything you can, to understand how it all works."
He looked skeptical.
"You and the Doctor, that's your kind of thing. I can't be doing with all of that."
The Doctor looked up sharply from the console and blinked at them.
"Oh dear, Jamie,"
he said, giving away the fact that he'd been listening to their conversation the whole time.
"There's so much to be learned by travelling to unknown places. Haven't you discovered that yet? After all your journeys with me?"
Jamie pulled a rueful face.
"Well, what I've learned is that I have to be there, right beside you, when you're doing all your scientific things on other planets. Because sooner or later there's going to be some horrific beastie chasing after you, and you're going to need my help to get away from it. That's what travelling to other planets is all about, as far as I can see." "Oh, Jamie,"
Zoe laughed.
"There aren't always horrific beasties."
She said this just as the TARDIS trembled and the lights flickered. The Doctor was checking readings and looking quite satisfied. Perhaps for once, they were about to land exactly where he had planned.
"There are always horrific beasties,"
Jamie asserted, just as the wheezing and groaning of the engine started up.
"And without me around, you and the Doctor would be gobbled up in a flash. You wouldn't stand a chance without me here."
Zoe couldn't help laughing at the young Scotsman's bravado, although she knew there was some truth to what he was saying. The three of them had found themselves involved in some extremely hair-raising scrapes, and they did usually involve beasties, horrific and otherwise. As the TARDIS materialized, the Doctor clapped his hands for their attention and beamed at them both.
"Now, we're going to visit an old friend of mine, Dr. Vane. He is a scientist here in the human colony on Venus, and he has produced a new kind of plant from a seedling brought from the Galea galaxy."
Zoe was fascinated at once.
"A seedling? From a whole other galaxy? How did he get hold of that?"
"That's what I intend to find out,"
beamed the Doctor, shuffling off to the hat stand and topping off his shabby outfit with a cloak. Jamie wasn't at all impressed with this talk of alien seed